Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by Ben Harrington, who is a business journalist and the editor at the Beaterville website. How are you today, Ben?
Great, thanks.
It would appear that your moment has arrived for 2017, at least in terms of the M&A flow that we have on the London market today.
It certainly has. Does appear so.
Right. I was even reading yesterday the business section of the Sunday Times. From beginning to end, I don't think I've ever done that before, and right. it was the day to do it, wasn't it? Really,
it certainly was. Yes, the Sunday Times had the story of the weekend. A good friend of mine, actually, John Collingridge, was the reporter who broke the story about Bovis receiving an approach from rival Redrow. I'll just put that in. Hopefully, you've got that in shot there. It's John Collingridge's scoop. On the front page there, did very well to get that story. And at this point, it's probably worth reminding you, I don't know if you recall, about a month or so ago on the show, the Sunday Times had a story. We were talking on the Monday following a Sunday Times story about how one of Bovis's largest shareholders, Schroders, which is a position controlled by Andy Brough, the quite sort of punchy fund manager, was pushing for the company to entertain a merger with a rival. And in that story, they were suggesting that he was suggesting that they potentially merge with Barclay. And I think we talked a bit on that show about what a good story that was by John Collingridge and Oliver Shaw, but also that it was effectively putting the company in play. And as a result, you've had this approach from Redrow. And following John's story on Sunday yesterday, the company's also announced that they were talking to Galliford Try, which is a construction company which has a home building division as well.
So you did actually effectively scoop that story, this story, didn't you, ages ago?
Well, not me. It was actually John Collingridge and Oliver Shaw with their original story about how Bovis Homes' largest shareholder, one of the largest shareholders, Schroders, was pushing for the company to be sold. And in that story, they were suggesting that Barclay Group was one of the preferred merge candidates. But that story.
The other thing was that Andy Brough is a very strong player in these. If he suggests something, then it tends to have momentum, let's say.
So I think in that story, post that story, we were talking about here how that effectively puts the company in play. And a month later, the company's been on the receiving end of two approaches, which it says that the Redrow one's been rejected. Kind of bizarrely, slightly strangely, because of the cash element of its approach, rather than because typically offers are rebuffed because they're made in paper, and they want cash. So, but this they're arguing that they don't want cash, which is kind of slightly unusual.
Well, the whole thing is a bit bizarre because I think the shares are around, £9 even now, and they peaked at £12, the Boba shares, a couple of years back. So the value and everything else is just totally, they don't have much of a leg to stand on in terms of rebuffing this, apart from saying, it should be, they can't say they've done a good job, really, can they?
No, they can't. I mean, to me, it looks like this company is now effectively, unofficially up for sale, right? Because it's now out there that they've had two approaches, who knows? I mean, you could quite see another party coming in here as well. I mean, as I say, the Sunday Times suggested a month ago that Barclay Group could be another merger candidate, although Barclay Group, I think, at the time were playing down any likelihood of that happening. But, companies change their minds quite quickly when they see consolidation in the sector likely to happen.
Okay.
So that was quite a big story. And then another, there was a deal announced this morning, a recommended deal. John Wood Group buying AMEC Foster Wheeler for £2.2 billion in paper. So it's an all-share deal. Very surprised that didn't leak at all in the market. There was no whispers about that whatsoever. I think Numis might have tipped it sort of a month or so ago as a sort of likely takeover candidate, but that's as far as none of the journos got any
closer. Want to say anything about that?
Anywhere near the story. So that was a bit of a surprise because, you know, most of the other deals have actually sort of, have leaked in the market in the last month or so, Unilever, etc. So and that was a recommended transaction as well, so that the deal's been announced as opposed to just early stage approaches. So that's interesting, and that's effectively an attempt, I guess, by John Wood Group to sort of put AMEC Foster Wheeler's shareholders out of their misery. I don't know if have you ever looked at the graph of AMEC Foster Wheeler.
Yes, it doesn't look very pretty.
It's not particularly pretty. They, you know, massively overpaid for Foster Wheeler in 2014. Do you know what they paid for Foster Wheeler?
Obviously the wrong price, but I don't know how wrong it was. I don't know. I just can't guess.
Around $2
billion. Right.
So this offer is offering the combination of the two companies at $2.2
billion. Right. No, AMEC was great. It was just, yeah. I don't know, well, why did they spoil the formula then? It was just a really hot company. It's
terrible. It's that Foster Wheeler deal was basically just a terrible deal, I think. And just, or maybe not a terrible deal, but just the timing of the deal was
I think it was the peak of
it
the...
It was terrible timing, basically. Yeah, it was the sort of peak of the oil price, and then you had an oil price crash straight afterwards, basically. So timing-wise, that wasn't great. And you could say maybe John Wood Group being quite canny by picking this up, trying to sort of at this point in the sort of oil price recovery, if it is a recovery. So that's quite interesting. Just one note: a former colleague of mine actually wrote about this potential transaction almost a decade ago. Yeah, Catherine Griffiths, when I was at the Telegraph, we both worked together at the Telegraph. I think this was a story that she mooted, but it was the other way round in terms of AMEC trying to buy John Wood Group. So anyway, Catherine, if you're watching, you know, congratulations, 10 years on, your story's come true, basically. Although Catherine's now working at the Times, just in case you don't know. But so that's that. How much time have we got left?
Not a lot.
A few other things.
If you could just give us a few closing headlines. We're out of time, basically.
So closing, a few sort of closing stories. Late last week, there were rumours about this bit of Exxon going for BP in the Evening Standard, I think, first reporting that. I did actually have a story. I actually know that Exxon was definitely looking at BP at the back end of 2015. But the whole thing fell apart by early 2016. And if you look on Beaterville, the website, you'll see there's a piece I did around that back then. As to the current state of affairs, I have no visibility whatsoever. It just feels to me like those stories that were going around the back end of last week might have been a bit of a red herring, but really that is just me speculating. I haven't had time to properly thoroughly check that out.
Okay.
So that's that one. There was again some rumours around Old Mutual late last week, which this time round I think the FT on Saturday was speculating that Prudential were looking at Old Mutual. But then again, remember last weekend on Saturday they were speculating that it was Aberdeen who were looking at Old Mutual, and that turned out to be Aberdeen merging with Standard Life. Bearing in mind that was only the market report, but you know, so I actually think there is something going on with Old Mutual. I just don't know quite what it is yet, but I'm trying to bottom that one out. I think for your viewers, probably worthwhile keeping an eye on a US IT consulting company called Virtusa. I hear, again, this is very much speculation at the moment, but it's a story that I'm looking into, that company might be involved in a deal, potentially, possibly, relatively imminently. From my understanding, there's been some private equity firms that have been sort of sniffing around that company. One of them, Apax, although I'm not sure. I think Apax might have sort of dropped away out of the what might be a strategic review. But anyway, well, that's one for your viewers to keep an eye on. Virtusa, small IT consulting company, about $1 billion market cap. And just to finish off, I'm also looking into a story about MSCI, which is you know, the index company, yeah, listed in the US. So yeah, so I'm looking into a story about MSCI being involved in some M&A, so yeah, keep an eye on the website because I might see something on that.
Ben Harrington, Ben Harrington, business journalist and editor of the Beatable website. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks a lot.